Welcome to Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher, Deborah Ross. Psalm 91 speaks of the secret places of the Most High. So where is the secret place, and who is invited to the secret place? Like an invitation from a close friend, when we know God's name and know who He is, we will recognize His invitation and the importance of its call. With more on this, here's Deborah Ross.
Matthew 22:14 says, "For many are called, but few are chosen." And I say, "Lord, choose me, choose me, choose me." You know, I have a crazy faith. I am a passionate worshiper. I'm like Saul who became Paul. You know, if God said it, I believe it. But you know what? Most of the time I look at the glass as being half full, not half empty. But without God's supernatural intervention, there are some of life's trials that would cause even my optimistic, crazy faith to fail. I love the promises of Deuteronomy 28. They say when we obey God's commands that we will be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed coming, blessed going. We'll be the head and not the tail, the first and not the last, the lender and not the borrower. So how do we obey God? It was accounted unto Abraham unto righteousness because he believed God. You know, the biblical patriarchs, they had this ability to hear God's voice. They had faith to trust in God's word. They had the boldness to act according to God's instruction. Greater still, they understood the importance of dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. In the secret place of the Most High. Now, today we're talking about Psalm 91, the secret place of the Most High. And I want to read to you verse 1. It says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Now, when I first read this, I thought, Lord, what in the world is the difference in dwelling and abiding? Because to me, I was like thinking, okay, does this mean when you live in the secret place, you'll live under the shadow? So I did some study, and this is what I found. The word dwell means to live. So we can read it like this. He that lives in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. But then, what does the word abide mean? The word abide means to rest. It means to wait for. It means to be prepared for. It means to stand firm, to be unmovable. So let's read Psalm 91 like this. He that lives in the secret place of the Most High will rest under the shadow of the Almighty. He that lives in the secret place of the Most High shall wait for the promise under the shadow of the Almighty. He that lives in the secret place of the Most High shall be prepared for the promise under the shadow of the Almighty. He that lives in the secret place of the Most High shall stand firm under the shadow of the Almighty. He that lives in the secret place of the Most High shall be unmovable under the shadow of the Almighty. So my next question was, Lord, where is the secret place? The secret place is a spiritual house of God whereby a believer can rest in the safety of their loving Father's arms. The secret place. The Lord has a secret place for every believer. And in this secret place, there is refuge, there's comfort, there's peace, there's joy, there's treasures beyond measure. Okay, Lord, so who is invited to the secret place? Friend, it's God's desire that all of His children live or dwell in the secret place. Okay, so where is the secret place? Well, the secret place, it's not hid from us. It's hidden for us. It's hidden from the world. The world can't find the secret place because it's a secret. But God's children, they can find the secret place. Now, it can be very hard to find. And unfortunately, everyone won't find it. But you know what? The secret place is a supernatural place in the spiritual realm that is far above anything most Christians have ever dared to even ask or think about. It's a place in our heart of faith that has the power to overcome any enemy, any obstacle, any problem, sin, sickness, and disease. The secret place of God. Lord, I want to live in the secret place. So how do we find the secret place? Well, we must have a pure heart, and we must have clean hands. We must fully trust God and solely lean upon His every word. Let's read Psalm 91. It says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence." Oh, now see, when I read this, I say, surely, surely God will deliver me. Surely. And I believe that He will. Verse 4, "He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh to thee." Now, see, I believe that. So when things start happening around, you know, and maybe everybody's going down the tubes, or, you know, there's some kind of fearful thing out there going on, I say, you know what, Lord, 1,000 may fall at my side, and 10,000 may fall at my right hand, Lord, but I know it's not going to come nigh to me, Lord. That's where my faith is. I want to live. I want to hide in that secret place with God. Verse 8 says, "Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked." Verse 9, "Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation." You see, because you make the Lord my refuge, He's the Most High. Because you make Him your habitation, He says, "There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling." And I believe that. Verse 11, "For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name." Now, let's think about this. God says He will set you on high, okay? He will deliver you. He will set His love upon you because you've known His name. And I'm going to come back to that in just a moment, because you've known His name. Verse 15 says, "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation." Friend, Jesus, Yeshua, is salvation. So God is saying here, I will show you Jesus, Yeshua. I will show you the salvation of Jesus Yeshua. Now, when I want to go back to where it says, "Because He hath known my name." This is verse 14. "Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because He hath known my name." So I want to ask you something. Do you know God's name? Now, I know you say, yes, I know God's name. He's God. He's Jesus. He's the Holy Spirit. Well, I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to start to really understand the character of God. It's not so much about knowing these big names that I'm going to read to you in a minute, or these Hebrew names. It's not so much about that. It's more about knowing His character. You know, when someone knows about a person, they may know their name and they may know about them. Maybe they know their bio, okay? But when you meet a person and you get to know them and you understand what they like and what they don't like and really what makes them tick, and you know their character, it's different. It's different. So someone can really come and they can fool you if you only know their bio. Someone can come to you and they can say to you, you know, well, oh, I heard so-and-so, they can't do any of that stuff. And they can tell you a lie and you might think, I wonder if they can do it or if they can't do it. But if you've spent time with somebody and you really know them and you know their character, then when someone else comes and tells you a lie about that person, you'll be like, no, I don't think so, because I know them. I've spent time with them. I know their name. I know who they are. And so I want to challenge you in your reading and in your prayer time and in your thinking to know the names of God. It's not so much about knowing these literal names, but it's about knowing what these names mean. These names are His character. It's who He is. It's what He does. And so let's go through some of His names. He's Jehovah Rapha. He is your healer. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's your provider. He's Jehovah Nissi. He is the Lord, your banner. He's Jehovah Yahweh. He's the eternal, unchangeable God. He's Adonai. He is your master, your Lord. He's Elohim and El Shaddai. He is the mighty creator. He's Jehovah Shalom. He is your Prince of Peace. He is Jehovah Tiskanu. He is the Lord, our righteousness. He is Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is here. He is Jehovah Rohi, the Lord my shepherd. He is Jehovah Sabaoth. He is the Lord of hosts. He is Jehovah Elion, the Lord most high. He is Jehovah Makah, the Lord smites. He is the Lord our sanctifier. He is the Lord God of recompense. He's the everlasting God. He's trustworthy. He's just. He does not show favoritism. He's merciful. He's full of affectionate sympathy for the suffering and the misery of human frailty. He's assisting, he's helping, he's consoling. He's long-suffering, he's slow to anger. He gives good gifts to his children. He always speaks the truth. He is love. God is holy. He's holy. He's a jealous God. So you see, friend, when we know the names of God, when we know his character, he says in verse 14, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. God says, when you know my character, when you know what my will is according to my word, because you've read my word, you've spent time with me, you fellowship with me, we've been communicating one to another. He says, I will deliver you. I will set you on high. Oh, that is so good. That is so rich. So the next time you read Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that lives in the secret place of the Most High shall wait for the promise under the shadow of the Almighty. He who lives in the secret place of the Most High shall rest under the shadow of the Almighty. He who lives in the secret place of the Most High shall be prepared for the victory under the shadow of the Almighty. He who lives in the secret place of the Most High shall stand firm under the shadow of the Almighty and be unmovable. Why? Because we know the character of God. We know God's name. We know him. And we have confidence in him. And we know that surely he shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. We know and we believe that 1,000 can fall at our side and 10,000 might fall at our right hand, but it won't come nigh to us. Because we have known his name. Because we have known his name, because we have set our eyes upon him. He says, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He says, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. God says, when you call upon me, I'll answer you. I'll be with you in trouble. I'll deliver you, and I'll honor you. With long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation, Jesus, Yeshua. You see, friend, Jesus came to show us the will of the Father. Jesus says, I will. He is your salvation. Praise the Lord.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to DeborahRossMinistries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at DeborahRossMinistries.org.